We are in our ninth year in Mikvas Bris Mila. We are in Os Yutes. That's the bottom of page Yud Beis in the new Mikvas Chinuch. The bottom of page Yud Beis, Yosef. Bracketed Os Yutes. So the Mikvas Chinuch has the following suffix. We discussed last time in previous shiurim about the shayla of when you have someone does a bris shalom bismano on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, which you're not supposed to do. That was already a topic we saw last week.
I thought you are.
Only when it's the eighth day.
Only when
it's shalom bismano, it's not going to be the eighth day. Then you don't do a bris on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And we had discussed last time. Well, what if you did do it? So in that context, the Gemara again discusses the issue of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And here he discusses it with an interesting, different vantage point. Says the Minchas Chinuch, based on a shita of the Balei Tosfos, the Riva, which comes up in various places in Shas, and he's about to tell us, he discusses many places in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, and here he's going to address it in our context. Yesh li Safek, he says, v'hu nogeh b'harmeh mekamos. It comes up many times. V'a'orer kan, but this is the first time it's coming up, so I'll mention it now. But in the footnote, they tell you other places, I think the Minchas discusses it also. L'shitas Hariva, that's one of the Balei Tosfos. He gives you two examples, it's quoted in Pesachim, also in Chulin. What is the shita of the Riva? The kol makom delo asi asei, v'docha, v'dochi, lo sasei, v'asei. Whenever you have a situation in which you had an asei, versus an asay and a los asay. So let's say you had here, we have our mitzvahs asay, and we have an mitzvahs asay here, and a los asay. So which one comes first, right? Who wins? Right? He wins, because it's 2-on-1, right? Classic. So says the Minchas Chinuch, and here, just think about it for a moment, what happens in this case? What happens? In this case, what's left? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Riva, who says as follows: Im kol ze ba'avar. But let's say you shouldn't have done the asay because the asay got trumped by the asay and the los asay. Asay A got trumped by asay B and los asay. So you shouldn't have done the asay. But let's say you did it anyway. You did the wrong thing. Do you get Malkus or not? Now, why would you think you'd get Malkus? Because there was a los asay here. So you ended up doing a los asay when you shouldn't have. So, but Pashtas, you should get Malkus. The bottom line is, we told you don't do asay A, because you have to keep asay B and los asay. You violated it, you did it. That means you were mevatel mitzvos asay, you shouldn't have done it. And los asay, you transgressed this los asay. So l'chora, you would get Malkus. But the Riva has a chiddush. Throughout Shas, he mentions, the Riva says, Ein Lokin. Even though it's an Isser, he did an Avera, but you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Ki halav nidcha ben pei asei, v'lo nishar rak ha'asei. This is a very fascinating thing. When we say that asei v'lo sasei beats the asei, what does that mean? There's really two possibilities. One is that the 2-on-1 crushes the mitzvah asei, and therefore it's just gone. If that would be the case, then you'd have to reject the Riva. Because then you have an asay and a los asay standing. You violated the los asay, of course you get Malkus. The Riva understands what? Who wants to tell me? I laid it out there for you. Who wants to take the next step? How does the Riva understand what's happening to lead him to this conclusion?
Elimination.
Exactly. Namely, it's a two-step process. And the Hanami, why? What's step one? We have a rule. Asay docha los asay. So these cancel each other out. You're left with this, which is why this wins. But then, when you violate, the only thing you were doing is doing this with the asay when you shouldn't have. But you're not violating the los asay, in his opinion. And therefore, there's
what
no malchus. Well, we're going to get to one in a moment. But let's say a bris mila. A bris mila shalom bismana an yantif. Right? A bris mila, right? Bris mila is a mitzvah. But malacha an yantif has both a mitzvah asay. Mitzvah asay of Shabbaton, of Tishbos, of not doing any malacha, and it has a los asay of los asay kol malacha. There's two. Just make it more clear. I'm sorry.
So really, every time you do malacha on Shabbos, you over mitzvah asay and a mitzvah.
And Yom Tov as well. That's correct. Los asay. So here, So again, but if it's the eighth day, it's a Chiddush HaTorah, then it is Docha. But if it's not the eighth day, what do we say? It's not Docha, because Asay V'Lav Asay is Docha the Asay. But let's say Avar you did the Mila. Now that would be an explanation. Let's see how the Minchas Chinuch applies it though. Now that's the sheet that he's tying into, and clearly that's the Chiddush of the Riva. That's how he learns it, like as Chaim said, like an elimination round. So he says, "Ki alav nidchem ne asay, v'lo nishar raka asay." Exactly. First the asay takes out the los asay, but then they're both on the bench, and then you're left with just the remaining asay that's the last man standing. At various places, I'm going to quote this riva. So he says, in light of that, in the end of last year, we were discussing the idea of mitzvah tzrichas kavana and the idea of the need of kavana in the bris mila. You'll recall at the end of last week's year, we discussed anesthesia. Right, if the person's asleep, a guy who's 25 years old becomes a baal tshuva and he needs the bris mila, he's sleeping, so he obviously can't have kavana. Is that a chisaron or not? Is it a chisar not to be aware during the Shas Mila? We discussed that larger issue. Is there a need bechlal for kavanah on an 8-day-old? If there is, it must be because we hold that the father's kavanah is sufficient, because obviously the 8-day-old doesn't. Or maybe we hold, because he's 8 days old, there could be no kavanah. But that was an issue. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in light of that, aliba to those who say, here, my father's a Minchas Chinuch here, aliba to those who hold that you do need kavanah, which is our discussion from last week. If you hold according to those who need kavanah, ubelo kavana lo yotza, without the kavana you're not yotze. Mikol shekeb miskavish lo yotze, and especially let's say you have the kavana, but dafka, I hate religion and I am doing this because it's been medically proven to be sound, and my son's not going to get any urinary tract infections, and I'm going to do this as a good thing, but it has nothing to do with the mitzvahs. I hate the Jews and I hate religion and I hate the Torah. Ulefize, if you hold that those kind of kavanas, make sure the taka you're not yotze the mitzvah. So in such a case, of fize mila shelo bezmana ain't a docha yotzef. The ain't asay do chalos asay vasay, as we just said. So a lo bezmana mila you should not do on yotzef. But what if taka you did it? Im avar ain lokin the riva, because all that's left was a violation of an asay. But there was no lo asay because the asay of mila took that out. So in light of all that, so first before we continue, I'm sure everyone has to get that. Everyone get that?
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed. And Abai Shalom. Everyone got that? Okay. Yes. According to the Riva, when we say, take an example like a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Yontif, so that's a Mitzvah Saseh to do Mila, and then it's Kenegan, a Mitzvah Saseh and Lo Saseh of Malach on Yontif, and this wins out. What's Pshat it wins out? Says the Riva, the Bris Mila Mitzvah cancels out the Lo Saseh. Once those are both gone, what you're left with is the mitzvah asay yontif, last man standing wins. That's why we say, don't do malach on yontif, because the mitzvah asay, that's why. But now, according to the Riva, if I was ovar and loka, in our case, ovar v'loka, ovar v'mal, excuse me. So it's an avera, right? It's an, you know, it's an avera, it's a bitul mitzvah asay, of tishbos on yontif, but
why?
Because all you violated was a mitzvah asay. Malchus comes on a los asay, not an asay. That's the chiddush of the Riva, which is the assumption. Everything until now is relatively, I don't mean it's obvious or easy intellectually, but in terms of plugging in the Riva, so far the Mishnah Sinach has not anything controversial or even original. What he's about to suggest is an original thought we're going to get to, but we need to make sure that we have this foundation first. Yeah.
I guess I don't understand. I'm just like, dumb. I don't understand the math. Because if the
assay
is step number one,
so what does that mean? So it should still be standing. Right.
So
it's not so much. He's saying that if we say in general assay dochalos assay, so doesn't that mean that it just, you know, it's the bully on the playground and it beats out? Yeah. It's not standing up.
It should be different.
So I think the answer must. So that's push-up shot. I didn't say push-up shot. That's certainly another way to look at this, but you would disagree with the Riva is a chiddush.
Right, exactly.
So I think the Riva holds. I hate to be fetching the basketball analogies or whatever, but you're occupied. You're playing your man. You may be able to take, you know what I mean? You're distracted. It's occupied. It may be winning, but it's it's not winning to do it. So it's lamaisa, I say versus Mitzvah, I say lost, it doesn't win.
Right.
It doesn't win. No, but the answer is because the asay may be enough to sort of beat the los asay, but it's not, I guess, vanquished. I don't know how to put it, according to the Riva. It's somehow preoccupied.
You know, big picture, the Torah's when you have these rules, basically the Torah's telling you, you have to know, how do I behave? What do I do? It's not so much, you know, it's not really
two steps.
Like basketball. No,
right. So the push-up shot is that we would look at this in one fell swoop, this obliterates this. And then you're a violation of a los asay. That's the push-up shot. But the Riva has this kind of suspended animation, or as I like to put, you know, as I said before, you put on your halakha glasses, not your 3D glasses, your halakha glasses, and you see things in a different way. According to Riva, it's a two-step process, I guess you could say. And that first step is that you take down the los asay. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is, really, I'd say, better than worrying about what happened to the asay, since it did win. The bigger chiddush for the Riva is, that's what as we're talking, let's refocus. I think this is maybe not only clearer, but maybe even more accurate. The ikar for the chiddush of the Riva is that even though 2-on-1 this wins, but it doesn't win without a fight. And what it means is that the chiddush of the Riva is even though as a twosome it wins, but not without a price. And the price is that the los asay gets taken down. So you'll say, then we're still left the assay. Good, you're right. Naniach, you're right. We are still left the assay. But the assay versus the assay is a push. So, Sheva Tasu, you shouldn't do it.
It's not even a push, because the assay of Bris Milah is not Bismano, so it's not a normal...
Naniach, but I'm saying best case scenario, it's a push. But what's the Chiddush of the Riva? He's already accomplished his Chiddush. Because once you take out the Los Assay, all he's saying is no Malkus. And the chiddush of that is that the pashtus that I said to you, asay velosasay zdocha asay, you would have thought, I would have thought, that the velosasay didn't get taken down. I don't have a 2-on-1. Beat up the little kid in the playground and keep on moving. But no, says the Riva, before this guy gets beat up, he first takes down the velosasay.
So he's weakened. So when do you do
and the bottom line is, once, this is the key, according to the Riva, once the velosasay is gone, then his chiddush is accomplished. Because even though you're not supposed to do it, but there's no lo sase.
So when you do a lo sase for a mitzvah, then you're only left with the mitzvah. So that's really what it says. The lo sase is stam.
You're talking about what? In this case.
Saying in this case, because he did the lo sase, he ended up doing the mitzvah.
But again, the bottom line is, according to the Riva, by the time you did it, there was no lo sase. Because the lo sase, even though it's teamed with the assay, we still look at it in two steps. And the first step is alone, it loses to the assay, and then it's out. Yeah, just assay versus assay.
It wouldn't be dochah. So if the assay wouldn't be dochah assay, why in the world should the los assay be weakened? It's just extra.
It's not weakened. It's taken out.
Taken out. The assay that it's teamed with would already have.
Because apparently, according to the Riva, the first rule is assay dochah los assay. And the bottom line is, when it comes to Yontif, and I think there's a good argument to be made in many of the cases, but not that it's one case, it's not one thing for every mitzvah, but many of the mitzvahs where you have an assay and a los assay, this is a big discussion. I think this is one of the mitzvahs he even talks about it here in the footnotes. Makeh, there's other examples of this, where you have an assay and a los assay, and the Rishonim are often discussing which one is the ikur, and which one is just becoming the mechazek, the other one. And sometimes you say the ikur is a los assay, but you have an assay that's coming with chazikit to give it a little bit more of a positive, you know, twist. A beauty contest. It looks better when it's good. And other times you say, no, no, there's an assay, but, you know, people don't think assay is as seriously. Well, throw on a los assay to be chazikit to give it a little beef, a little meat. So which one is it? So he's assuming, and in this case, I think by Yom Tov, it's a very good assumption, that the ikr is, there's los assay. Don't do malacha. The chiddush is that there's also an assay. But the bottom line is, when we look at the identity of Yom Tov versus Bris Milah, the first shiloh that is a los asay versus the assay. And if that would have been the only shiloh, so then the rules of the game are assay to los asay. Boom, los asay down. Ooh, but not so fast, because taka, there is also an assay, in the positive way, desists from doing malacha. So that is left, and either you want to say that beats this assay, or at the very least it cancels it out. But the chiddush is that the losase was already taken out. That's the Riva's chiddush.
It's not a big chiddush to say
doing it, you know, on Yontif Shlomi's Mano, or, I mean...
Oh, that's what he's discussing. It is a mitzvah, yeah, you do...
No,
I think so. Yes. If you would do a bris mila, like before Zman, that might not be a mitzvah. But Shalom Zmana, I mean, unless you say, and this is what we discussed last year or two shurim ago, right? There definitely was an argument to be made, Mechaschach made it, that even when you're over an Avera, you still don't say the mitzvah. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, the reason I'm spending time on this is because all of this is Diri Hagdama. Now, keep with all of this in mind. We understand the Riva. Now, let's add one wrinkle, because the bottom line is, you know, this is where the laboratory meets the real world. So, you have all of this on paper, y'all, it's all good, fine. Now you have a quirky balabas. You know, you'll tell me, you're going to ask me, why would he do such a thing? Because he's a mishugana. Why? Because there are lots of mishuganas in the world. So, let's say we got one of the mishuganas. And not only does he do what he shouldn't have done by doing the bris milah on Shabbos, or on Yontif, but he does it all the while, b'kavana heri muchun u'mezumin, not to fulfill the mitzvah. Let me finish this thought, okay? So that's the so now mechaschinuch, assuming this is all the easy part. Now add a new factor. What does kavana lo lotzeis, or for that matter, even just no positive kavana? What does that do to a bris? So the mechaschinuch suggests that really gets back to last week's shaila. Does bris mila need kavana, which seems to be my focus? But if you assume that bris mila needs a kavana, and this guy didn't have kavana, so then there's no mitzvah to say. There's nothing to take out the knees of the lo tasei. And then when he did it, even according to the Riva, he'd get malchus.
Let's say someone wasn't here last week or the last 6 weeks.
we let him back, and we didn't take out the kneecaps.
Did you have kavana next week?
I have permission. Are you asking
from your wife?
Specifically in regards to bris mila, that forget other mitzvahs, whether mitzvah srichus kavanos or not, but by bris mila specifically, because the way you just phrased it now.
Yes. I'll leave with the mandama srichus kavana, so the bris mila will need kavana too. And then the shot.
Because don't we constant that even if you hold mitzvahs.
Kavana lo lotzeis.
Right.
Not everyone says that, but there are those that say that. Correct. So that's why I'm even hedging. Let's use let's make it a slightly more complicated case. Just didn't have kavana to be yotze. But if you're an extremist on the kavana issue, then without that you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's his topic.
Even in mitzvah shichas kavana, don't we say that there's two parts? One is having it in mind, and second is the action. Action is a mitzvah
to get action. No. I mean, that's not what he's assuming now, for sure not.
Right.
That's not what he's assuming now. We'll see if there's possibility to say something like that in a little bit. But right now, he's assuming that if you would say mitzvah kavana, that without kavana, you're not yotze. And then now he's plugging it into the riva, that if you had kavana, then there is no mitzvah. If you had no kavana, then there was no mitzvah to say.
But it doesn't.
If there's no mitzvah to say, there's nothing to take out the lo tasei, and then there would be malchus.
No, but that still doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because the fact that he didn't have kavana didn't take away
the mitzvah. So that's going to be his suffix. That's exactly his suffix. So now we're now not dealing with the riva, we're now dealing with the second shayla. What is the status of a bris mila without kavana? Either or. Just shalom kavana. If you hold that you need kavana, and this guy doesn't have kavana, what's the halacha? So that's exactly the suffix now. Take a look. Four lines up from the bottom. Hey chadin v'mal b'yantif, u'mitzchavin shalom latzeis, imkein lo kiyum mitzvaklal, emshir delokin, maybe even according to the riva, you'd get malchus, kilo asem mitzvah tasei, because there was no mitzvah. In the parentheses, he writes, "Lahava makalkel daftal kim hamitzvah kavoshin is bar." And that was a topic we had discussed previously. He held, the mitzvah held, that even if you were not fulfilling the mitzvah, it's still a problem. Ironically, you're not going to get saved by claiming it's just a makalkel. I'm just hurting myself because the ma'isa, there's no orlo left. So even if you tell me I wasn't yotze, and 2 days later on Monday I'm going to make you go to the mole to get a hatavas dambris is a little bit easier than a
circumcision. So even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, physically removing the orla is still a benefit. It's still a tikkun and not makalkel. That's just a parenthesis. So al hatzad, that if no kavana, or certainly kavana lo latte, takes away the mitzvah, so he says maybe according to the Riva you'd get no malkus. Odilma like Didi, Odilma like Didi, lo dami le shofar velulav. Maybe that's only true by shofar and lulav, where I have kavana lo latte, that there's no mitzvah if I shake a lulav or blow a shofar. Dilo niskaim asay klal, v'sar klal is out, palm, we make you do it over. But maybe like Didi, avakan. But maybe you would say here, this is different. There's a certain mitzias. The bris milah was done. The bris milah was done.
Did you say that by someone born without an oral?
He's going to get to that in the next paragraph. We're going to get to someone who doesn't have an oral in the next paragraph. What's the halachic lumdus? Didi is right. We did discuss something similar to this last week. What is the lemaiso, the tut stodim of this suffix of the Minchas Chinuch? I would suggest that I think it's lurking, not even that deep beneath the surface. You gotta scratch a little bit, you get it. What is lurking beneath the surface of this Minchas Chinuch? The following suffix, the following chakira about the mitzvah of Mila goes back to one of, if not the first shir we gave. You were even there, I think. Say loud, Al, don't be nervous. No guts, no glory.
The
Totsah, exactly. From the beginning, with the Beis Halevi and everything in Parshas Lech Lecha, from the beginning of the Shurim, we had this Chakira. What is the Mitzvah Bris Mila? Is it the Maisa of circumcision, the Maisa Chaticha, or is it to be Nimol, to be Gamal? So we've seen that ramification in numerous Shilas. So that, in essence, what's going on here as well. I have scribbled here in the margin from I don't know how many years ago I learned this, Maisa versus Totsah. That's exactly what's going on here. If you hold that the Iker is the Maisa Chaticha, so that's like the Iker is blowing a shofar, the Iker is shaking a little of. And if you are a hardline Kavana person that requires Kavana to give that Maisa meaning, so if I don't have Kavana, the Maisa is meaningless, no mitzvah, and I'm left with my Los Asay, perfectly unscathed, right? No, the jersey's still white, right? Never hit the ground, and that's it, you're in trouble. Malkus. But if you say his second side, which is that maybe Mila is different, because even though Taka, there's such a thing called Mitzvah Mila, but maybe the Mitzvah is more just the Mitzvah, the Totsah of being Nimol, but there's no Iker, there's no requirement for a Maisa Mitzvah, which you do have in certain cases, and you may even have Rias to have that effect here. So then, says Minchas Chinuch, maybe if you're a hardline, you know, Totsah.
Maybe you could bring a proof to that you have a Totsah.
Which is not a ma'aseh chaticha. Lechora, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Right, that's right. There's rise both and forth. We've seen that. We've seen it a few times since we started this mitzvah.
And the fact that we saw.
If it's totsah, then maybe even though no, even, maybe it's lechachila. But the point is, even without kavana, there's still enough of a mitzvah. If it's totsah, then even without kavana, there's enough of a mitzvah asay that it could take out the
lechachila. What we discussed by a coin, whether he's allowed to eat. An Earl or not.
Right.
So that's the same thing. The Gemara never says there, oh, did he have a Mila where they had Kavana? We didn't care. Is he an Earl or
right,
not?
That's right. Right.
The fact that we clear that and not whether
good.
He had Kavana.
Do we follow the Tzor?
So the Minchas Chinuch himself says no.
No, Tzor
is not relevant. That's not relevant. That's not relevant here. But Lamaisa.
By shofar, let's say someone listening to Kiyah shofar, he has in mind not to be Yotzia, because he's going to go elsewhere, and he thinks he's going to go
Hanami,
and he doesn't end up going anywhere elsewhere.
I think he may be in trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, Lemaisa, when it comes to Mila, top line, left-hand column, Didi versus Chaim. I'm just trying to get you involved in the game. When you come off the IR, you know, you got to try to get the guy touches. Get in the flow of the game. Hatzad HaRishon! Well, and sure enough, says the Minchas Chinuch, Chaim is right. Hatzad HaRishon Nira, the Af Denischatcha Lo Kiyam HaMitzvah. We don't just say, well, since it's a result, therefore even without Kavanah there's a mitzvah. Ad Rabba, he says, even though you have the result, it doesn't matter. You did not fulfill the mitzvah. It's just pshat. It's not like we could tell him shake the lulav again. There's no arla left to recut. Aval mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach like lo kayim klal v'lo nidcha klal halav v'loken. And therefore, in such a case, I don't think you would do hatafa. But even if you did hatafa, you yourself said that's not a replacement for doing the bris. That's still not a ma'is chazita.
Was it made tachiyah kars or not?
No.
Well,
I don't think so, no. Well, that's going to relate to what we're going to see subsequently, which is something like Hatafa, is Hatafa Daraisa Darabana. But even if Hatafa is Daraisa, I still don't think it would be a Chiyuv Karis not to do Hatafa. I don't think so, no.
So this is the result. This is the Tosos side.
No. He's saying,
Tiharisha,
the first thing he said was the Maisa. And therefore, without Kavana, you're not Yotze.
No.
If it was the Totsah, he was suggesting that without Kavani you might still be Yotzei. Okay, now get all of this, just in case, as it's actually settling in, all of this is only a libah to the Riva, who understands Asei Dochalos Asei in the way that we mentioned. If you hold that the two obliterate the Asei anyway, so there's no Nafka Mini here, B'chlal, because you're always going to hold these Malkus. But within the sheet of the Riva, that the Asei has the possibility of taking out the Los Asei before going down, then it's a Shaila, is it an Asei, is it a Maisa, or is it a Totsah? But other than that, Yitaka, the whole thing wouldn't go. But that's what he said. He says he's asking his Shaila, he's clearing the suffix, a Liba de Riva.
So even according to what you just said till now, there's a two-step process for this, which is Asei. One is to have to do the
That's what we discussed at the beginning of Mitzvah Mila. At the beginning of Mitzvah Mila, that was the Shaila. Is it both? Is one the Iker or the other the Iker?
He's dealing with the first part.
He's saying that that's the Iker. The Mitzvah is the Maisa Chaticha.
But the fact he took up the Kores by doing this,
that's the result of the Mitzvah. That is the Mitzvah. The Kores is not some extra step according to this. Kores is a Mitzvah. If you didn't do the Mitzvah, you're Chayav Kores. If you didn't do the Mitzvah, you're not. And the Mitzvah is to cut. That's a separate issue. We're not discussing that now. You're the first one who brought up Kares. He's not discussing Kares.
That Mamela takes away Kares.
I think that's correct. Okay. Next.
Why are we only discussing Yom Tov and Shabbos?
It's with the Shabbos.
Like that's
Shabbos
Kares.
They're fungible.
And
Mila would be doche. Mila would be doche if it would be bizmana. It's also doche. What is? There's a los asay. Yeah, called chiv
gila. One reason when the mitzvah asay is the real mitzvah asay, they say hutzmuf, but here you can't say it.
Because it's shalom bizmana. Yeah. So he was asking shalom bizmana. Why are we only hanging on yontif? This is we discussed Shabbos previously. They're fungible as far as I can tell. Oh. In this kind of case, I think they go back and forth. Okay. Next paragraph. Ulashita sad, now another complicated, subtle thing. Ulashita sad sovrim, the al mitzvah sad say the yontif, ein nashim mutaris, stamazai, hechas yontif. As we just said, there's an asay in the losase of yontif, so there are those who hold the women are, of course, included in the losase of yontif, but they're not necessarily included in the asay. After all, when it comes to certain things like kiddush or the sukkah or lulav or things like that, in certain cases, there's a specific drasha to be mechayev the woman in the mitzvah say, but otherwise, we would assume it's a shaman grama. So malacha, the losase of malacha is obviously a losase woman is mechuyavis. But an asay of malacha, tishbos, to stay away from malacha, who said that women are chayavos? That's taka machlokas. So if you assume that women are only muzharos in malacha, alt losase, havelay is man grama, because the asay is man grama, and therefore, Ase docha lo sase af the halav olim. And even though here you have yontif is a very serious losasa malacha on yontif is a serious one. Nevertheless, in theory, you might still say ase docha lo sase. I ain't tosvis. We're going to get to that. That's what he's getting. Yes, he hasn't said it yet. But he's getting there.
What does that mean? That they're included in the
of Alts Malacha.
But I understand, but it's the same thing.
She's not Glovin.
No, why do you think the same thing? Yeah, there's no Nachkamina.
And
this is the no, she still can't turn on the lights. And women are not obligated in it, which we're going to get to. All he has said so far, you're all outsmarting yourself. Let's take this slowly. All he has said so far is that there are those who hold that women are only prohibited from doing work on Yontif, also lo sase. You know, the bottom line is, in some cases, it's better to be a woman. If you and your wife would both do the same malacha, according to these poskim, you'd be over on two things, a lo sase and an ase, and she would only have violated an ase. That's the machlok. Right now, we're just talking about Yontif. Let's Michas Kodach is complicated enough. Let's stick with what he says. So therefore, he says, skip that reference. Mikomakom, varai ein nashim yecholos lo mulmila b'yontif. So now, you know, in classic Minchas Chinuch-esque fashion, he's already rejected something before he told us we were considering it. Chaim sort of anticipated it ahead of time. But what's he saying now? Ahava mina. Maybe you should say women would be allowed to do a bris mila on yontif. Maybe even shalobas mana. Shalobas mana, you don't have the special gzeres hakosov. But the maisa, whether you have shalobas mana, I still got a mitzvah say called mila. The baby was jaundiced.
Yeah,
I don't have the Yom HaShmini that's a special Xeris HaKosov, which is like all powerful, it can take down anything. But I don't have that Xeris HaKosov, but I still have Mitzvah Zaseh of Mila. In his verse, according to these Rishonim, the Losase of Malacha B'Yontif. Right, this is for my Isha. My Isha. Says, has the Mechasinecha Havamina. You want to have that Bresh Mila on Yontif, all the friends are there, the caterer will give you a good deal, and everyone's there. Ask Mrs. Rappaport. Mrs. Hendrich, you don't need the man. Have a woman do the Mila. And you'll say, I say, Dochalos I say.
That's also, you have to hold that you can't do it off Slichot either.
Well, then it would be because it says if he's doing it. Okay, anyway, Lamaisa, now, this was his Havamina. But before you even enjoy the mischievous nature of that Havamina, he already rejects it. But that's his Havamina. You might have thought, well, maybe we can cup something, because after all, they're not Mukhiyavis and Losase. Maybe it's a good thing. So he says, no. Doesn't work. Why? Yes, it's true. The cheshbon is right on the left side of the board. There's only a losase there. But nevertheless, the osov lo osa. As we saw previously, a woman the mother even let alone any other woman is patura mi mitzvahs mila. In came my lichos. You're right. This is less powerful than it would be if it would be a man because there's only a losase. The problem is, this doesn't exist. All you have is losase versus
why?
Nothing.
Why doesn't exist?
Because she's not she has no chiyuv to do the bris mila for her son.
Didn't we say that if the father's not there, she does?
Who said the father's not here? We just thought we'd be.
We found echatim, so the father's not there. She has the chiyuv.
So we didn't. So the answer to that we said maybe. What we said then was that there's no father. The bezdin is chiyuv.
Absolutely.
And within that's the second stage of the bezdin. The second stage is bezdin. The Gemara says the ferish. The Shaila, which is discussed in Rishonim and Achronim and Masechus Kedushin, I think it was Amar Shah, if I remember correctly, and others discussed, some held that the mother is Logara Mi Bezdin, that the Bezdin didn't mean like some formal, you know, you need people with long white beards. It meant that you need representatives of the Tzibor. But what's the difference if the representative is the Bezdin or any person or the mother? It just means that the Tzibor is in charge. The Tzibor can't say,
leave
it, who cares about the baby, there's no father. The Tzibor has to, the community has to take responsibility. But the Torah has the Tzibor. The mother should be no different. So according to that, I hear what you're saying. But at least at this point, he's not assuming that. He said, maybe this is a rise medical clinic rejects that. Because he's clearly not assuming that. He's assuming that there's a Biakiyum, but there's no Chiyuv at all. If there's no Chiyuv, then you wouldn't have anything that would be strong enough to violate the Losase. Yeah.
You say, if a woman does do it,
it could be kosher. No, it could be kosher.
It could be kosher. So
whether she's chayav or not, it's a separate issue.
No,
that's a shaila of whether the mila, again, even when it's usher, you may still have a bris.
Right.
That's a separate shaila. The man's not allowed to do the bris mila if it's shlomit mana, but it doesn't mean there won't be a kosher bris. That's a separate issue.
But even if you're going to learn, does it, she doesn't do it
chiv, even then learn the chiv is on the gavra.
Oh,
and
you mean
being
with gavra? You mean
the
boy himself?
The boy himself.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to
it.
I'll get to it. Very good. But
the
ma'isa, she's doing the malacha.
But she's getting rid of an atzei that he's got.
I understand that, but that's a shala. Can I do a malacha for you to fulfill an atzei? That's not so partial. That's legitimate for the minchah to reject. That's not so controversial. It would be alacha l'havi right, not on him.
But that's like if I make you a shliach, you can't do an avera because I make you a shliach to do something.
Right.
But he's not doing it. She's still being yotze.
He
still has a
chiv
of mila
anyway. Lamaisa, you're arguing over the thing which is the next line, the minchas chinuch. If it's the eighth day, we're talking about shalom bezmana. If it's bezmana, anyone could do the meal. That's not the issue. This is a shalom bezmana. You're not supposed to do it. But then maybe we could get around it by having a woman. That's what he thought. He was being, a little too clever, and he caught himself. Right, correct. So he says, this is what Didi was anticipating. In the previous mitzvah, by the Baal Tosefes Yom Kippurim, that's, for those who recently learned Sukkah, if you use the Sefer Kapos Tamarim, that's the same author, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Yom Shrua, three Marim Mechaviv, he wrote three Svarim on those three Masechtos. So on Yom Kippur, on Yuma, it's called Sefer Yom Kippurim. So he has a chiddush there, to Odom Rishoy Lav or Alosase Bishul Ase Shel Chavero. If I do something that you fulfill a mitzvah with, even though I get no mitzvah for it, even though it's also for me, he holds it's okay. Now, no one else holds it's okay, but this, at least there is a Das Yachid who holds it's okay. Im kein hachinami, im hu gadol, v'yesh asei b'mila etzlo. Let's say now I'm not talking about a little baby. You have a gadol, so the gadol certainly is mila, is not docha yontif. What about if, so he can't do the mila himself on Yontif, because he's not allowed to do it. Rishoy Saisha Lamolo B'Yontif. According to this Baal Tosefes Yom Kippurim, maybe then you could have the woman do the mila. Da'asei Dochalos Asei Shalah. Because you'll be helping him fulfill a mitzvah, and she's got a losase. But if I help someone else fulfill a mitzvah in my losase, according to Tosefes Yom Kippurim, that works. In Kela Shita Zu, according to that Shita, she's got only a god of love, because again, we're all assuming that women are not mechuyavus in the asay of yantiv. The asay the yantiv less a gaba, the asay di da, dochi lo asay di day. That's all. Even he says achish lechalek bein din del adir tozuk kivurim. In other words, it's nice intellectual thought candy, but lemaisa to say that you would really allow such a thing. He edges off of the cliff just a little bit. He's not willing to go that far. But he's willing to at least consider it. Now let's do one more paragraph, and then, I don't know about you, but I am wiped considering the fast. Let's do one more paragraph, and then we'll call it a day. And this also, I think, is going to relate to a deeper issue we had seen previously. Im nimol v'achar kach nimshuk arloso. We have to have a guy, this is discussed sometimes in the Gemara, it goes back to the Hanukkah story, it's graphic and gross and presumably very painful, but apparently it was doable, which is you already had a circumcision with whatever leftover skin there is, you yank it to the point that it can resemble once again, if not completely, but I guess, yeah, I said that's the Hanukkah thing. They had to be naked in the Greek gymnasiums. They were embarrassed by their bris, and they used to be Moshe Charlosam to undo the bris. So let's say somebody would do such a thing. Eino tzarach min haTorah lamul od midaraisa. You don't need a new mila. Rak midrabanan. But midrabanan, the Gemara says, you do need to cut off whatever it is that you've recently extended. Midrabanan di af im achar kach niskal rak mir haTorah. And in fact, you don't have to take off as much as you did initially, because lamaisa, the real arlo was taken off when you were 8 days old. But you have to just do some maisa chaticha to reveal at least part of the Atara at this point.
Usually it happened by itself,
too. I don't think so. Unless you have a really bad Moel. Kevin Shinimo Pamachas Kehogan. Because the Maisi, he did the mitzvah once when you were 8 days old. And you can't really undo it. You can just sort of undo it. So as long as you cut back a little bit, that's sufficient.
Is this just because I'm smart, eh?
That's not clear. You have to look at that sugya in Yevamos. It certainly sounds like it's less than a full obligation. That's correct. Ayin in the Taz. The Taz has the following suffix. Mesupik benolad mohol. Oh, so I told you were going to get to it. Let's say you have a child who's born without an arla. But then, again, whether, like you suggested, it happened on its own, or let's say, you know, I don't know, he felt deprived that he didn't have an arla. So he artificially manipulated it so that he would have one. So frek the taz, the following suffix. Would we say, just like we paskin by someone who really had a mila and then did Moshe Harloso, that you don't have to reveal the whole atara just a little bit, would you say for this kid, or now adult, whoever he is, who was born without an arlof, but then was Moshe, whatever he had, and now would you say also he only needs to do mila rabbanon a partial circumcision? Or do you say no? Maybe he requires a full circumcision of whatever skin he's pulled over. And this gets exactly enough to your question. You have a child who never had a bris milah because he was born without an arla. So to what extent do we view him as fully equal to the guy who had, to every other child who had a bris? If you say he's mamish fully equal, so then, just like for a normal person who then was Moshe Carloso, we say you don't need to do a full, but a partial second circumcision is enough. So too for this child, a partial will be enough. Or do you say no? Maybe someone who's born without an arla, we say not to do a bris because it's just what he's supposed to do. There's nothing to do a bris on. But it's not, and it may not be an arel, it may not be chayiv kareis because there's no arla, but he didn't do the mitzvah. And therefore, maybe since he never did a mitzvah, now that it's Moshe Carloso, maybe now you'd have to cut it completely. That's his suffix. He's not taking a position, he has a suffix.
It's a very difficult thing to say that you derisa.
The whole thing.
Why?
He's not saying, he didn't use the word daraisa. He said, you need to do the whole atara, or just reveal part of it. He didn't mention it. We didn't get to that. You were already ahead of me, guys. I try to take things slow. Came shalom nimel kahogen v'shum pam. V'chein asavik, but no lad mahal v'nimshach arloso imin atara tzarach lomul de'efshar davka nimel v'achach nimshach eno ela min rabbanan. Aval below nimel have min atara. He's mesupik on that too. He has two sveikos, which obviously are haba hatalia. When we say that someone